This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, First Lady Jill Biden, who's also a community college professor, will visit Bergen Community College in New Jersey, along with Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona. It's to highlight an additional $200 million or so of coronavirus relief money for such colleges, where enrollment is down 13% amid pandemic. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
One big reason community college enrollment has dropped during the pandemic is that it's hard to teach things that are really hands-on online. Take HVAC installation, plumbing, or automotive repair. Sarah Goldrick-Rabb leads the Hope Center for College, Community, and Justice at Temple University.
These jobs actually pay really well. And so the kinds of things that you might say, why don't you go to a trade school? A community college is the trade school now.
That's the case at the Community College of Baltimore County in Maryland. Sandra Curtinitis, the school's president, says the average student is 34 and receives financial aid.
More women than men. We're somewhere in the 60% female. Lots of single moms trying to get a nursing degree and so on and so forth.
Lots of community college students are parents. That means that during the pandemic, they've had to choose between their studies and watching their kids, whose own schools were closing. Michelle Asha Cooper with the Department of Education says community colleges can put the money from the American Rescue Plan towards childcare or whatever else students need.
They can cover emergency aid. They can help subsidize housing and health care needs. Colleges have forgiven institutional debt.
Another big reason enrollment's gone down is money. Community college costs on average more than $7,000 a year. But speaking of those single parents trying to get nursing degrees, the long-term financial stakes for both students and society may be greater than ever now, says Tom Brock, who directs the Community College Research Center at Columbia.
Healthcare workers, for example, community colleges play a critical role in providing the kinds of training people need to become nurses, nursing assistants, emergency medical workers, and the like.
Brock also says he'd like to see research on how those government millions are spent and where they end up being the most effective. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.